Blog Talk Radio. hello, and thank you for calling in and bearing with us, because I will have to go through a lot of things on this morning. I didn't think I would be able to be on the air because I have my residency and different things of that, so this will probably be, I'll be off the air for a little while, but Minister Sylvia Kaiser and Minister Brandon will be carrying on for me for the next few weeks. So, and then this morning, it was so interesting. Every time I would call in, it would let me hear the music, but then it would kick me off the air. And so I said, okay, that means that Smile3E is doing the things that we need to do in order to reproduce and disciple disciples for the kingdom of God, because usually that's when you run into a lot of blocks and things of that sort, is when you're doing something good for God. So I thank God so very much for each and every one of you and for all that you're doing for God and for all that you are purposed in your heart that you not only want to do for Him, but that He's told you He wants you to do, and you unequivocally have already said, yes, Lord. Not only yes, Lord, but when, not why, but when do you want me to go? And you said it with a glad heart. So with that being said, as my sister Sylvia, Minister Sylvia, says all the time, she always says, with that being said. And so I just thought I would say that on today. So I don't usually say that. So with all of that, we're going to go ahead and begin with prayer. Father God, we glorify you and we magnify you. We call you King of Kings and Lord of Lords because that's who you are. God, we bow down every agenda in our lives to the agenda of the Holy Spirit. God, we receive everything that you have for us. And we say yes to your will, yes to your way, and yes to your word. We thank you for we know that we know that we know without a shadow of a doubt that your word shall not return unto you void, but it shall accomplish that for which you sent it. So we pray your word. Because we know that your word is like a hammer that breaks the rocks into pieces. God, we know that you watch over your word. For in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So we're standing on your word. We're trusting in your word. God, when we look at the things that are going on in this world and we think about the cares of life, we have to come back to your word. God, we pray for the children. We pray that the children will be the first ones on the altar, that the children will be the first ones that saying, God, send me. That the children, God, would come before you with a whole heart, wanting to serve you and obey you. God, that they will be an example to one another, that they will be an example to the adults, God, that the children will lead the worship, that the children will lead the prayer, that the children will lead the ministry, God, because I love how Jesus even said, suffer the children to come unto him. And God, we are asking for the heart of the children to be reconciled and refreshed and revived and restored back unto you, God. We pray for the children, God, for without the children there is no future. God, we thank you for even in these days that the children will love you with their whole heart. God, we ask you that even the parents will learn how to lead the children to the altar of prayer. That they would be an example, God. So many of the parents are now trying to be children again. So many of the parents now are trying to live a life that's all about them. Teach the parents how to be parents. The children how to be children. Teach the aunts and the uncles and the nieces and the nephews and the sisters and the brothers. And the grandparents, God, teach us how to walk in the roles and the agendas that you've given us as the Great Commission keepers. Teach us that it's about discipling. It's about discipleship. It's about the souls, God. It's not about us. It's not about who's having the biggest party. It's not about who's having the biggest house. It's not about who's driving the greatest car, God, but it's about the agenda of God. It's about the motive of God, which is about soul winning, God. Help us not to have respect for person, God, but that we will come before you with our whole hearts, not only saying, what must I do to be saved, but God, what must I do to stay saved? For many are coming to you, God, but then they're quickly going back to their vomit. Cause us, God, not to go back to our blood. Those things that are evil, those things that will cause us to be separated from you. God, cause those things to be nauseous. Cause us to be nauseous. Cause those things to not only cause us to be nauseous, God, but to cause us to run to you saying, God, what must I do to get this thing that is separating me from you so that it's no more. For this enemy I see today, I will see no more. Cause us to take time for prayer, God, not to get to our agendas, not to get to where we need to go, not to get to whatever we want to say, God, but cause us to pray and to pray without ceasing. God, cause us to seek after you with our whole heart. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. For they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Father God, I cry out to you today. I lament to you today for the souls, God. I ask you, God, to even cause the people on our jobs to do right by us. Not because of who we are, but because of whose we are. We're yours, God. Cause our enemies to be our footstools. God, cause the table to be spread before our enemies, God, as we give you all the glory and we give you all the praise, God. Cause us, God, to be an example of discipleship. Cause us, God, not to think that we're perfect. For Peter wasn't perfect, but he was your disciple. Paul wasn't perfect, but he was your disciple. John and James wasn't perfect, but they were your disciples. God, we thank you for discipleship. For you're not looking for the perfect people, but you're looking for the yielded and submitted people. And you will do the perfecting. We yield to your perfecting, God. We yield to your yoke-destroying anointing. God, for every spirit of anger, we obliterate it and we annihilate it with the love of God, the love of God, the peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you for your love, God. For every disappointed spirit, God, we bring your love and your mercy, God, so that we would not be disappointed in anyone, not even you. Someone's angry on today, God, because they looked back over their lives and they said, Lord, Lord, I've done this, I've done that, but this, but that. But God caused them to see the example that they're being, God, and that they need not be dismayed, but they need to be encouraged. For God, even David had to encourage himself. So God, teach us on today how to encourage ourselves. Teach us, God, how to know that there are many of us that need to be examples for you. To stand on your word, it says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, God. Teach us how to abide in that secret place, God. That secret place that causes us to be bold in the gospel of Jesus Christ. That secret place that causes us not to waver to the left or to the right. God, take us to that secret place in you where we know that you're our refuge and our fortress. We know that things will happen on our left hand and our right hand, but it won't come nigh us. Teach us, God, to know that as we seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things shall be added unto us. Peace, prosperity, that our latter will be so much greater than our former. Teach us, God, how we will be blessed in the city and blessed in the field, the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. But teach us that if your people that are called by your name would humble themselves and pray and seek your face, God, that you will hear from heaven and that you will heal the land of our finances, the land in our health, the land in our minds, the land in our hearts, the land in every fiber of our total being, God. Heal the central nervous system of your people. Heal the cardiovascular system of your people. Heal the respiratory systems of your people. Heal every orifice, every opening, every eye, every nose, every ear, every lip, every tongue, every finger, every foot, every hand, every elbow, every shoulder, God. Heal, deliver, and set free every follicle, every cell in our body, every blood vessel, every organ, every cavity, heal it, God, that every cell that's not like you, it must go in the name of Jesus. For the name of Jesus is greater than cancer. The name of Jesus is greater than leukemia. The name of Jesus is greater than anemia. The name of Jesus is greater than any lesion. The name of Jesus is greater than any malfunction. In the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus can give us 20/20 vision, not only in the natural, but in the supernatural, God. I ask you for 20/20 vision in the supernatural, God, so that we can see those things that we need to see, so that we can call out those things we need to call out, so that we can pray and see those things of discernment, God, and know when to speak and when to pray and when to go and when to stay. But we ask you for 20/20 in the supernatural, God, that we will dream those dreams that the prophet Joel talked about. God, cause us to be the people that will speak that rhema word that will wake up a nation, that will heal a nation, that will heal a neighborhood, God, that will cause a neighborhood to come together and pray. God, take us back to Jerusalem in our own homes, God, in our own families, in the Kaiser family, in the Seabury family, in the Wright family, God, that we would be examples, that we would be disciples of God, that, God, when people see us, that they will see that we were created in your likeness and your very image, God, that we will be transparent before nations to let them know that we love you with an unconditional love, that agape love that you have for us, God. In the name of Jesus, the love of God that will cause us to put on the whole armor of God, and that the fiery darts that try to come our way, God, that you've already annihilated, you've already obliterated, you've already eradicated them in the name of Jesus, and that the blood of Jesus is across our doorposts, the doorposts of our homes, the doorposts of our hearts, the doorposts of our minds. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that protects. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that cleanses. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that has redeemed us in the name of Jesus. For let the redeemed of the Lord say so in the name of Jesus. I pray on this morning, God, for America, that it's not enough that our feet would say, in God we trust, but our lips and our minds and our total beings and our hearts must say, in God we trust. Teach us, God, that you are a strong deliverer. But at one point in our lives, God, we have to stop being delivered in that same place so that you can take us to the next place and the next place and the next place to take us from glory to glory and faith to faith, God. For even the children had to move from milk to baby food to whole food. Teach us, God, how to be those that can eat whole food, the whole food of your word, and not have to go back to pureed, God, in the name of Jesus. but that when we will mature in you, that we will grow in you, God. Thank you for the growth. Thank you for the maturity. Thank you, God, for the love. Thank you for knowing that your mercies are new every morning, God, that we don't have to keep going back for it. Order for our ladder to be greater than our former, we must go forward. For if we stay in the former, we won't get to the ladder. And we thank you for the ladder, God. We thank you for teaching us to be merciful. We thank you for the favor of God. We thank you for your favor teaching us how to remain focused. Focused in your love, focused in your honor, focused in your destiny. Thank you, God, for everything that you've allowed to be delayed but not denied. Thank you for even the times that you told us no, because you know that that thing for which we were asking for that was coming after us, God, was a plot and a diabolical agenda from the enemy. But God, you didn't allow it to consume us, because you caused us to stay focused on your agenda, God, which is the Great Commission, soul winning. Teach us how to be people that exhibit, show, and display your love and your strength. Teach us, God. So many think we have to be, I will just call it punks in God. But God, we're strong and mighty. From God, Jesus was meek, but he wasn't feeble. Meekness, God, is strength under control. Teach us how to be meek and yet bold. Teach us how to be strong and yet humble. Teach us how to be gracious but yet not foolish. Teach us, God, how to stand bold before the enemy and call on the name of Jesus, for Jesus' name is above every name. For when the enemy would come against us, for like that flood, that you would lift up a standard, God, to remind the enemy of our souls that they are defeated and that they must bow down to the name of Jesus. Teach us how to go back to calling on the name of Jesus. Teach us how to go back to pleading the blood of Jesus. Teach us how to stand on the name of Jesus. The power in the name of Jesus, for there is no name above Jesus. There is no agenda above the power of Jesus' name. God, you've always been in control, and you still are in control. We thank you, God, for teaching us how to be strong in the things of God. We thank you for teaching us how to ask you, God, to help us to think on those things that are good. Think on those things, the fruit of the Spirit. To think on those things, your peace, your joy unspeakable. To think on those things that have reminded us that even when Pharaoh came against your people once again, when they thought that they had been delivered and the enemy tried to come again, that God, not only did you open up the Red Sea to give them a way to escape, but that enemy they saw on that day, they saw no more. So we thank you, God, for every enemy on our jobs, in our classrooms, in our neighborhoods. Every enemy that would be enemy, that
in me, that thing that will cause me to think wrong, that thing that will cause me to speak wrong, that thing that will cause me to even have something conceived in my heart wrong. We repent of the sins of commission and omission, God, for we don't want the enemy to be the enemy that's in us. But we want the word of God to be strong on the inside. We want the unadulterated love of God to be strong in and through us. God, today I thank you for calling us to prayer. I thank you on today for taking us back to the foundation, which is supplication and prayer to God and in God. We thank you for even the Selah moment that you're going to give us after the prayer, God, so that we can hear from you, hear your direction, hear your instruction, and hear you even say, well done. To hear you even say the words, I'm pleased with you. To hear you even say the words that I love you. To hear you say, even as the colloquial words that people would say in today's, I got you. I got that. You've already laid your things on the altar. You've already given it to me. Now, just rest and know that I got that. I got you. There's nothing that the enemy could do that's greater than what God can do. For God, you said, let it be, and it was. And you said it was good. And Jesus said that it's finished, and so it's done. It's already done. We thank you for everything that you've done. We thank you for everything that you're going to do. For God, we know that even the things that you've already done since the beginning of time, that sometimes it doesn't come to fruition in the course of our life until it's the perfect timing of God. For you're not bound by time, but mankind, humankind is. We thank you for we can look back over our lives and see just how blessed we are, how you've protected us. My God, walking down the streets in the inner city of Chicago, how you protected us. My God, on the highways and the byways and the airports, hallelujah, how you protected us. On the airplanes, on the trains, God, you protected us. When the drive-by shootings were happening on our left and on our right, even when we were in the clubs, God, you protected us. Ah, God, we thank you. When we were where we shouldn't have been, when we were disobeying our parents, God, you protected us. Whether we were on a bike or on a motorcycle or driving in a car, in a truck, or walking down the street or sitting on the porch, you protected us. Whether we were in the suburbs or whether we were in the inner city or in the projects, you protected us. Hallelujah. God, whether we were in the combat zone, the combat zones in the inner city, the combat zones in this nation, in that nation, you protected us. God, when we were far away from home and our families, when it was nobody but us, you protected us. God, when we were with our families, when we were with our friends here and there, you protected us. Thank you for your protection, God, the protection on today, the next day, and the next day. We thank you for the parents that you've given us. We thank you for the aunts and uncles that you've given us. We thank you for the sisters and the brothers, the nieces and the nephews, the greats and the grands. God, we thank you. We thank you for our children and our seeds and our seeds. We thank you for the call and the yoke-destroying anointing that's on their lives to preach the gospel from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and to live lives, God, that unrefutably will lead others unto you and back to you. Cause us, God, to know that we know that we know without a shadow of a doubt that you love us. Your love is not like phileo love, that brotherly love, but your love is agape love, unconditional love. We thank you for your love. We thank you for reminding us how great you are. We thank you for reminding us that your Holy Spirit is on the inside of us and that we walk in the greatness of God because of who you are, God, and because of whose we are. We're yours. We're your sons and your daughters. We're your handiwork. For you are the potter and we are the clay. And every time you see a marred place, you make us over again. We thank you for making us that priceless diamond that has already endured the heat and the pressure. We thank you for making us that priceless jewel that it seems like when the pressures and the heat was turned on, God, that you kept us. For just as we are being made as that diamond, and you're with us, just like you were with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace. And they came out not smelling of fire, but they came out with the glory of God being seen all over them. And we thank you for your glory being seen and being displayed and exhibited in every area of our lives, God. We pray on today for Apostle Sandra Thomas. We pray for her children and her children's children. We pray for our children. We pray that everyone is whole, healed, and blessed. I pray for the minds of our families, God. Oh, God, the minds. Let this mind be in us that's also in Christ Jesus. Ah, yara morose. God, I pray for the minds of our family. God, I pray for the minds. God, I pray for the heart. God, restore the mind. For many are saying that they're serving you and that they love you with their mouth, God. But their hearts, their minds are so far from you, God. I pray for the minds of our people, God. I pray for the minds of the children. God, I pray for the minds and the hearts of every family member, of every in-law, God. I pray for their hearts and their minds to return back to you, God. and to never, ever leave you again. I pray for the minds and the hearts of our family. For I pray for Jerusalem on today. I thank you for the yoke destroying anointing that allowed me to pray for the minds and the hearts of our loved ones on today. God, we're not praying billions and the millions. We're praying for your wisdom on today. We're praying for your love on today. They're priceless. For we don't want to be right in our own minds and that we would get degrees and entrepreneurships and various innovative ideas. That, yes, God, will make us millionaires and billionaires, but God, on today, with the millions and the billions and the assets and the resources, without you, God, it's temporal on this side of heaven. So as we pray for the minds and the heart, young and old, I call out the name of Brandon. I call out the name of Stanley and Stan. I call out the name of Renee and Sheila. I call out the name of Sheila. I call out the name of Pinky and Carlton Jr. and Carvon. I call out the name of Tisha Wanda. And Krishan and Krishana and even Yak. I call out the name of Juana. I call out the name of his children, not only the ones that are his blood children, Mike Reese and Naya, and even Cass children, God, the ones that are his and the ones that are not. All of Crystal's children, God. For every name I haven't called out, all of Billy's children, Bonnie, Kim, Lexi, Robert, I call out the names of even his other children, Tanya. I call out all of the names of Billy's children, the ones that are his birth children, and those that he just called his children. I call out the names of every child that's connected to many. I call out the names of even my father's children that I may not even know about. I call out the names of Leela and her children. I thank you, God, for every name that I've called out, that you're going to be a strong deliverer and keep them delivered in their minds, their hearts, and their total beings. For even as my mother prayed for my father, even if it has to occur on their deathbed, God, as long as you get the glory, as long as you get the praise, have your way on today, God. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to open up the lines right now and see if there's anyone that has a prayer request or anything that they have before you, God, or whatever you would lead them to say. The lines are open.
Good morning. How are you? This is Sylvia. I'm calling to ask for prayer for our cousin Dora Collins, who was also raised like one of our sisters. She has been diagnosed with Parkinson, and her daughter Marcy is very concerned about her, and I'm asking for prayer for her on today, and I'm touching the ground with you with everything and everyone you prayed for on today also.
Amen. And God, I thank you that you had even led me to pray for the mind. But whether it's Parkinson's or whether it's dementia or Alzheimer's or the various mind debilitating things that come onto humans, God, that I thank you for every one that was raised as a sister or a brother. I pray for even Lewis. I pray for Dora, God. I pray for Joe. I pray for everyone that was raised in our family. I pray for Tina. Ah, God, I pray for Tina and her children. Yeah, God, I pray. God, I must. I pray for them, God. And I thank you that it's already done. And I love, God, that you're not someone that would make them serve you, but that you've given them a choice to choose to serve you, God. And you're a strong deliverer. And you're Jehovah Rapha. You can heal them in that mind or that very illness or condition that they would have on today, that tomorrow they could walk around, heal, hold, and bless, or be able to say that God did it. I even ask you to give Marcy the peace that she needs to have in order for her to even run to you, God, for her children to run to you, for Timmy and for Jay, God, for so every family member that ever entered into the house on 3511 West Walnut, and even those that were on Green Street, for every house that my mom and dad ever held and was a part of, and for everyone that ever entered into those households, God, that they would be healed, whole, and blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Don't forget, on tomorrow night, it's Minister Sylvia Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser with Smile 3E Presents Iron Sharpening Iron. And that is at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And keep me even in your prayer as I leave out in a few hours to go to hot, 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 and a whole bunch of other hots, Arizona, for my residency. And I pray that God would be with me, for I know that this will be something new for me. And I need for not only God to give me the wisdom and the favor to be in the program, but I need for him to be that for which the people see, even when they see me. It's all about him, not about me. And so I thank you for every person that's on the line today, even those that spoke and those that didn't speak. So I thank you, Minister Sylvia, for speaking. I thank you for even asking for prayer for our family, for Dora is like a sister to us, so that means that Marcy is like one of our nieces. So we thank you on today. And Minister Sylvie, would you like to pray for us today to close out the service?
Yes, I will. Lord God, we thank you for today, God. Thank you for allowing me and others to wake up to listen to the ministry on today, God. We're just touching and agreeing with everything Apostle Elect Cecilia has prayed for and prayed about. God, we're just asking you again to just touch the minds, to give a reassignment to the minds of the children, of the parents, and of everyone that's attached to this world, God. We're asking you to just touch the hearts of the people, to let them know that there is only one way in and out in this situation in life. That is through you, Jesus. That is through your blood, the cleansing of your blood, and the willingness to accept you as their Lord and Savior. There's no other way in and no other way out or about around it. God, I thank you for everything that you have put in the place, in the way to make us understand that you are our key, you are our source. God, we're just asking you to just cover this world, cover our neighborhoods. God, I'm asking you to cover even Apostle Elect, God, to give her body the peace, the joy, and the rest that it so desperately needs. God, I'm asking you to see her through this journey that she's on, even in Atlanta, even with her classes, everything that she's doing, because, God, we know that education keeps us from being ignorant. But what is an awesome thing when you can see in the spirit as well in the natural, God, I'm asking you to just answer all of her prayers, answer her requests. Even when she don't ask, God, I'm asking you to just give her what she needs to see her way through, that nothing gets in the way of the work that she's doing for the kingdom. God, I just ask you to cover her son, cover her household, cover her job, cover her car, God. Cover her everywhere she goes. Ask you to give her safe travel to, through, and back from where she's going, where she's been assigned, and where she's journeying to. And I just ask you, God, to just cover my family, every cousin, every niece, every nephew, every sister, every brother, every auntie, every uncle, God. I just ask you to cover us all. In Jesus' name it is so. Amen.
Amen. And don't forget our foundational scripture, St. Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And so until tomorrow for Iron Sharpened Iron, I look forward to listening into the archives for an awesome ministry on tomorrow. Bye-bye.